my girlfriend is. It's a bit of a shame. She's been on a diet lately, right? And it's been quite successful. Does anyone else want to ask me how thin is she? Is there anybody who would like to ask how thin is she?
How thin is she, Terry?
Well, that's really funny you should ask that. You're saying how thin is she? Well, when she goes to the park, the ducks throw her bread. That's how thin she is. Wish I had a laughter jingle or something. It'd really make it flow a little better, wouldn't it, really? There's this disc jockey in America. It's this disc jockey in America called Dr. Demento. And he compiled the 10 worst song titles of all time. Oh, come on, you've got to have a laugh, haven't you? For heaven's sake. He compiled the 10 worst song titles of all time. And these are absolutely extraordinary. These are records he owns and picked up at a very small price, I'm sure. One of his favourites is called Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream. I'm sure I'd like to hear that one. Another one of his favourites is They Needed a Songbird in Heaven, So God Took Caruso Away. Plant a watermelon on my grave and let the juice soak through. Very tasteful there. Another one which I daren't mention. And another one. How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life? I'd like to hear a nightclub singer do that after a few pints, actually. I think that's pretty difficult. This one, I'm sure it's on a Fleetwood Mac album. It's called I've Got Those Wake Up 7:30, Wash Your Ears, They're Dirty, Eat Your Eggs and Oatmeal, Rush to School Blues. That sounds like a good one. Just a couple more here. I don't know, one of these, again, I don't know if Kajagoogoo are thinking of recording Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, which is disgraceful and will probably end up in the Naked 8 column in The Guardian with no trouble whatsoever. But this chap's favourite song title of all time is also a quote that Winston Churchill said, in fact, and it's a woman is only a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke, which is also thoroughly disgraceful. And again, we'll get me featured in The Guardian, if nothing else, I'm sure. Well, we're talking about the worst song titles of all time. Well, have we got any of those here? No, we haven't. You'll be delighted to know. Most disappointed to not see this in the top 40. It sounds an awful lot better at 33. It's The Teardrop Explodes. It got to number 41. It's called Disappear From View.
Like the other ones, I wonder what to do.
And hopefully we'll have another track from those Teardrop Boys a little bit later on, because that obviously is the Teardrop Explode's last single. It's posthumous, as they say. They've obviously split up since, and Kopi's now going his own way. He has his solo album out, so he tells me, in the summer. No, I merely jest. A studio joke, as they say. Right, coming up shortly will be the Independent Radio News at 8 o'clock. Really looking forward to that, I tell you. Obviously, we haven't got through all the dedications. There's been so many. We haven't got through them all yet. So we'll be doing some more after 8 o'clock. So another reason to stay listening, obviously. But we do a couple now. Hello to Jane Thompson. She phoned in. She says hello to everyone who went to see Orange Juice last week. And, of course, we started the programme with Orange Juice. And Pauline Guildford would like any record for anyone who knows him. And he wants to know where his sweatshirt is, which is a mystery we've been unravelling here. And apparently it's in the post. And you'll probably get it this week, Paul. So don't worry. You know how these things are. So the Independent Radio News coming up in a few minutes. And for those couple of people, here's a single doing very well at the moment. Paul Weller, back in the run of things. The Style Council, don't mention the Merton Parkers, speak like a child. Weller, Style Council, Speak Like a Child, nobody panic. Thameside Radio, 90.2 VHF.
90.2 MHz VHF.
It's 8 o'clock, this is Steve Crozier. America's second space shuttle, the Challenger, lifted off from Cape Canaveral half an hour ago. And as Andrew Manderstam reports, the launch went off without a hitch.
7, 6, we have main engine ignition, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
The Challenger lifted off from launch pad 39A in what was a mere textbook launch, watched by an estimated 1 million people streaked into the clear blue sky. So good was the visibility that it was possible to see the two rocket boosters strapped to the side of the craft detach themselves and fall back into the sea. There was much tension in mission control in Houston because the second shuttle had been delayed by a series of technical hitches. The Challenger is lighter and has more powerful engines than its predecessor, the Columbia, which is presently undergoing a refit. Because the craft has never been flown before, it's due to land at Edwards Air Force Base in California at the end of its 5-day mission, rather than on the shorter runway at Cape Canaveral, which will be used in future flights. Andrew Manderstam, IRN, Washington.
Hundreds of relatives of the Falklands war dead are gathering tonight at a London hotel before setting off for the South Atlantic. The 166 families have come from all over the world for the trip to these islands that'll last 10 days. Grimsby mother Patricia Hill lost her 33-year-old son David when HMS Coventry was sunk. He was a weapons engineer. Mrs. Hill says she feels she has to make the trip.
It's painful now. It'll be painful all our lives because we've lost a son and we'll never ever replace him. He's irreplaceable to us.
But do you think it will help to actually go out there?
I don't know, but I feel as if I must go out there and say farewell and say some prayers out there and see where he died. But it'll take me a long, 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 long time to realise that he's gone and I'll never see him again.
Argentine's military government has marked the first anniversary of the Falklands invasion by declaring a national holiday and staging a somber religious ceremony. Soldiers who fought in the war staged demonstrations where they burnt British and American flags and an effigy of their former president Leopoldo Galtieri. The Hollywood actress Gloria Swanson has died in a New York hospital today at the age of 84. Brian McFadden looks back on her long and successful career, which started more than 60 years ago during the silent movie era.
She got her start in movies at the age of 15 and soon was starring as a bathing beauty in Mack Sennett comedies. Later, she made more than 50 silent film dramas, mostly playing a torrid vamp, and then switched to society roles. The actress didn't have as much difficulty as some of her contemporaries when the industry went over to talkies. She made the classic Sunset Boulevard in 1950, playing the part of an aging actress living in a decaying mansion. But in real life, Gloria Swanson was anything but withdrawn from the modern world. She had her own businesses, appeared on TV shows, and was proud of her reputation as the world's most glamorous grandmother. This is Brian McFadden.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past eight.
I think I get about 3 out of 10 for them. It wasn't a bad try. I'm very sad to hear that news about Gloria Swanson, actually. That's sad news. Good actress. Okay. Thameside weather. The outlook for tomorrow and Wednesday, continuing unsettled with showers, some prolonged and heavy, wintry over hills, rather cold with night frost in places, and the low tonight is 2 degrees centigrade, which, as we said, was it really an hour ago? That really is low. Here's one of my favourite singles, probably of all time actually, it's from a couple of years ago. It's by a band called Blue Zoo, who had a hit at the tail end of last year. This isn't it. This is a previous single to that. It's got nothing to do with a prison in Manchester, but it is called Love Moves in Strange Ways.
She waits in the dark, listens for his footsteps. He walks into the room, looks at her face. Silently she's weeping.
We're going to have another go at this one because such a good single. And if you're listening in stereophonic sound, then you'll have noticed that it's only for people with one ear. But that's fine again now. Have I still got a pair of ears left? Yes, I think I have. Okay, here's Blue Zoo again, this time in stereo. Love moves in strange ways.
She waits in the dark, listens for his footsteps. He walks into the room, looks at her face. Silently she's weeping. Listen. talk about nothing. She forgets what is said. Watch television. When two hearts beat together, love moves in strange ways. Love moves in strange
friend about Thameside.
Seems like a good idea to me. Blue Zoo and Love Moves in Strange Ways, which if it were about the prison service wouldn't be true at all. Nearly 8:10 on a bank holiday Monday evening, Thameside Radio 90.2 VHF. Bank holiday, I don't know if you've ever sort of researched this at all, but there's a reason why it's called bank holiday, you know, not for the most obvious reason that you think. It's because you can always bank on terrible weather, and there being a circus on the TV, which I noticed actually as I left the house tonight. The inevitable circus was still to come in what is less than 2 hours to go, and it's really going quickly. I'm really enjoying this. I'm going to be telling you about the most incredible coincidence of all time. And now that I have sussed out this technology, if I can find my piece of tape, I'll be playing you this tape, which is features an appalling mess-up on an Apollo mission, which would be quite funny. And also I'll be telling you about the worst book I've read and all the other stuff I was talking about earlier on. That's all still to come. And also, if you phoned in earlier, we said we'd be trying to fit them all in by 8 o'clock. There's so many here, get them all in by 9 o'clock, definitely. And we'll do another one now. Sadly, I haven't been able to find the Small Faces and Lazy Sunday. Alex phoned in and asked for that for Sarah. If I come across that, I'll play it a bit later for you, but it hasn't made its appearance yet. But, you can have the next...
Why not tell a friend about Thameside?
Right, well, once again, we apologise for the small break there. Reasons beyond our control. I told you wouldn't believe me anyway. And nobody panic, nobody worry. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Now, where were we, for heaven's sake? I was saying, yeah, it's okay.
We were just off to the pub, actually.
But they came back in a hurry, I can tell you. But it's okay. We can cope. We're professional here. Just saying, actually, it's nice in here now because everything's warming up. It's got the heating back on, which makes a nice change because it's very cold in my house, actually. Huh? Does anybody want to ask me how cold it is in my house?
How cold is it in your house, Terry?
It's funny you should ask that. Actually, it's so cold. We open the fridge door to heat the place up a bit. Dirty in our house. Our house is so dirty we have to wipe our feet to go out into the street. That's true. Oh, this is for Alex. Sorry it isn't the small faces. But it's back to Trevor Horn again with Malcolm McLaren and... Do you like scratching?
And what do you like about the Supreme Team Show?
And Cheryl, may I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Do you like scratching?
Scratching?
Yeah, what is it? Scratching, 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 scratching. Do you like scratching? Do you like scratching? Do you like scratching?
United States, we're gonna still take callers all night long, though. You're here with
Dallas Vegas and Fringe, we're just about ready to go off the air. Hold all our calls, call out next show.
Hey, there's someone on the line, divine, from
I don't know his name, but he's sitting right there. And thank you also. Hang up on him.
Hey, Justice, there's someone on the line.
Hang up on him.
Come on, take it yourself. Take it yourself.
Home, phone home. Malcolm McLaren and the world's famous Supreme Team. And a hefty contribution from Trevor Horn. If you're bemused as to what the hell was going on during that record, the world's famous Supreme Team actually have a radio program in New York, and Malcolm McLaren was out there and heard it and thought, hey, I'd like to make a record with these guys. And so he did, as you have there. I'm going to realise an ambition of mine now. I've always wanted to play this jingle on the air for real.
Do you ever have difficulty finding a radio station playing music?
Oh, yeah.
Then here's a tip. Tune to Thameside Radio on 90.2 MHz VHF.
Oh, there's nothing left for me now in life. I've done that. I've been reading this really appalling book this week. This is true. It's called The Oxford Book of Aphorisms, and it's published by Oxford Press at £9.50. And bear that in mind, really. If I tried to explain to you what an aphorism is, it would probably take me up until 10 o'clock and the time that our Birdman appears here. But very briefly, they're just little soupçons of philosophy which is supposed to make you think, and a sort of boon for after-dinner speakers and people like that. And I thought I'd dig out a really couple of appalling examples, show you that it's not worth spending £9.50 on nothing you are going to, but, you know, it's a link. F.H. Bradley apparently once said, up to a certain point, every man is what he thinks he is. Now, I think that's really close to the mark, isn't it, really? Actually, one of the very rare good ones that I saw when I was flicking through this book, it was actually sent to me, quite luckily, I was going to say, Chateaubriand apparently said, and this is quite good, one is not superior merely because one sees the world in an odious light. Sounds like one of Confucius's sayings, actually. All right, just a couple more really dodgy ones. This Oxford Don said there's probably after boat race night coming out of one of those wine bars in the King's Road there, but he actually said it's easier to square the circle than to get round a mathematician. Very deep. Don't worry, I only wrote one more down here. Only one, really. Criticism is not just a question of taste, but of whose taste. Eh? See? Get it? Eh? Okay, I'll file that over here. There we are. I'll file that in the no longer wanted pile. Okay, Thameside Radio 90.2 VHF, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. Already thinking about the news at 9. I'm quite looking forward to it, actually. Okay, we play that Malcolm McLaren track, as I say, for Alex and Sarah. Also like to play that, if you don't mind, for a chum of mine called Topper. Now, there's a man. He's a man, actually, Topper. He's very rich, as some of you know. He's a man who made a fortune. Now, this is true. He made his fortune selling smokeless fuel to Red Indian couples who aren't speaking to each other. It's quite a novel idea, actually. Now, I think I've managed to suss the technology here, so hopefully coming up after the next track will be this Apollo mission business. But here's another sort of semi-rare track. You probably all know Magnus's Tomorrow's Just Another Day, which has been doing oh so well recently. Here's a somewhat different version of it, recorded by Elvis Costello, with a little help from Magnus.
Trying hard, thought I'd done my best all my life. I can't get no rest. Some who've closed the door before say I can't carry on no more. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I hear them saying
sand. Listen, love, try to take it in. All these facts lead me in the swing. Down, there is no up. I think that I've run out of luck. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I hear them saying. There's a chance if I move around. I need a moment to reflect on the friendships I have wrecked. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I hear them saying tomorrow's just another day. I heard them saying. I hear them saying, I hear them saying, tomorrow's just another day.
Tomorrow never comes, so they say. Thameside Radio on 90.2 VHF. And don't forget, if you'd like to write to anybody at Thameside, anybody at all, the address is Thameside Radio, 1 Grosvenor Parade, London, W5. That's also the address if you'd like a Thameside Radio t-shirt at £3.50, a sweatshirt at £7.50, the History of Thameside Tapes at £4.50. Remarkable deal, I'm sure you'll agree. Or if you'd like to make an offer for Paul James, the best we've received today is 73.5p. Don't know if anybody can beat that, as I say. I know that's asking quite a lot of you. Let's also say in advance, the next record is for Fev from Ruth, who also wants to say hi, hi to Dave. So the next one coming up will be for you. But I thought before we do that, play this tape I've got. Now, as you know, the space shuttle hopefully went up tonight. I left home actually before it was due to go, so I'm not sure whether it was an abortive mission once again. However, I thought it'd be eminently topical if I were to play you this. Now, this is a genuine recording of Houston talking to the Apollo crew circling round in space, probably beefing it round the moon or whatever. And what happens is, suddenly in the middle of their conversation, somehow or other, this Spanish telephone engineer gets wired into the whole mess, and this is what happens.
And Charlie, if you see any more of those subtle marks, how about calling them and just call them a subtle mark? We'd like to record that information.
Okay. Hello. 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 Hello? Oye, vaya, me oye. Sí. I'm different, I can't remember. Está mandando 600. ¿Por el canal 10?
This is Apollo Control. The mysterious comments and singing, frequent repetition of hello, hello on the public affairs broadcast line a few moments ago has been identified by the network controller as a telephone company technician in Spain who inadvertently somehow got patched over onto the network line coming from the tracking station on the air ground circuit. He has been isolated, electronically that is. And hopefully we shouldn't have any more of that sort of thing. Continuing with the AlphaMed experiment at 4931.
Could have meant the end of NATO, I suppose. But as I say, it's an Apollo mission where things didn't quite go as planned, and I love those sort of things, picking up tapes and snippets when things didn't quite go as planned, because I'm an expert on it, as you've probably judged by tonight. Okay, as I say, the next record is for Fev from Ruth, and also Hi to Dave. But it just struck me, actually, I don't know if you do much reading. I was saying I've been sent this book of aphorisms, which I shall file away. I'll probably give it to the dog to chew or use it as a doorstop or whatever. But I've been reading this new crime novel this week as well. It's got a real surprise ending, actually. The murder is someone from another book. Quite a surprise, I can tell you. But I'm quite fond of reading, and I was going to read this book this week. It's a sad story, actually. I was going to read this book on improving your memory, but I can't remember where I put it. It's me all over. Here's another track from the album we're playing a couple of tracks of tonight. This is Donald Fagen from the album The Nightfly. This is also his new single. This is called Ruby Baby. Oh, baby.
Girl, and Ruby is her name. Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
album just has so much class. It's one of those new breed of albums that's digitally recorded, which usually means absolutely nothing at all, because you, unless you've got supersonic listening equipment or 10 ears or something, you can't really tell the difference. But with this album, you really can. It just sounds clear and clean. Donald Fagen from the album The Night Fly, that's a track called Ruby Baby. As I say, it's also out now as a single, a double A-side, and hopefully we have time to play the other track from the album that's also featured on that other side of this very same single. If you don't mind, actually, I'd also like to play that for a friend of mine. He's really lucky. He's just got a job as a litter collector. He didn't need any experience. He's just going to pick it up as he goes along. Well, I've got to tell somebody these gags. Don't expect me to keep them to myself. Okay, well, as I said earlier, that's for Fev from Ruth. Also, hi to Dave. Now, do you ever have times in your life where you think, hey, that's really weird. That's a real coincidence. It's as if it all happened before. And all that sort of stuff. Well, on December the 5th, 1664, the first in the greatest series of coincidences in history occurred. On that date, in 1664, a ship in the Menai Strait off North Wales sank with 81 passengers on board. There was one survivor, a man named Hugh Williams. On the same date in 1785, a ship sank with 60 passengers aboard. There was one survivor, another man called Hugh Williams. On the very same date in 1860, a ship sank with 25 passengers on board. And guess what? You're ahead of me. There was one survivor, a man called Hugh Williams. Isn't that extraordinary? And looking at the next dedication I have here in front of me, it's not from Hugh Williams. However, it is from John in Hampstead. John in Hampstead gave us a ring and said hello to Maxine and Sandra, who told him about Thameside Radio today. Wow, aren't you the lucky one? Now you know. You can tune into Thameside on a more regular basis every Sunday evening from 7 o'clock. So make a note in the diary there, John. So for John, Maxine and Sandra, his Duran Duran from last year, save a prayer.
You saw me stand. And where
every weekend from a secret location somewhere in London, the Thameside Radio engineers release the Thameside Radio Super Beam. Millions of tiny 3D electrons zapping wallop into your set. 90.2 every Sunday from 7 o'clock.
Worth bearing that in mind, actually, if you've only found Thameside today, being a bank holiday and a special broadcast, can of course hear Thameside in its more regular spots, 7 o'clock every Sunday evening, as people disrobe before my very eyes.
I spent coils to be here.
It certainly looks that way, actually. Is it raining?
No.
Snowing?
I ran into an iceberg on the way here.
This is perspiration, folks.
And you'll be here in a more contained state.
I should hope so.
After 3 minutes past ten, if we managed to cope with the news somewhat better than we did at 8 o'clock. We were talking about hobbies a little bit later on, and if you're thinking of taking up a hobby, if stamp collecting doesn't appeal to you, or doing radio programmes, you maybe take a tip from this chap Henry Holt and his wife Mary. Now, they've reached a milestone in their hobby. I was reading this week. They recently collected their 3,000th brick. Now, Henry, he's 70 and a retired builder of Waterford, Lancashire, and Mary, an ex-school teacher. They've been scouring demolition sites for bricks over the past 20 years, and they've now filled three garages, a box room, and several cupboards with their 10-ton collection. I only hope they don't live in a flat on the top floor, otherwise they'll very soon live on the bottom floor. If that goes on much longer. Let's say hello to all the Wandsworth Breakers. 10-4 and all that sort of stuff. From Peter, he phoned us in somewhat earlier on, so the next one is for all the Wandsworth Breakers from Peter. We played two in a row, actually. It's first two in a row on the Terry Anderson Show, as DJs say. I'm really picking this sort of stuff. I'm really learning. I'll be a DJ by the end of this programme. Two with a connection. The first one, Japan, and I second that emotion, which was originally done by Smokey Robertson and Miracles. And, well, just guess what's going to come after Japan.
Maybe you want to give me kisses sweet, only for a night and no repeat. Maybe you'll go away and never come, and the taste of honey is worse. time of devotion, a second that
best segues you'll ever hear on the radio, but it was fun. Japan, I second that emotion, and Smokey Robinson and his Miracle Boys and the Tracks of My Tears. I think we'll do the last dedication I've got here, because I'm going to play a longish track next, and I don't want to spread them over 9 o'clock, already having taken an hour longer than I should have done. So we'll swiftly move on and play the next one for Simon in Northwest 11, who actually wanted Blancmange, but having had a scour of the studio, that hasn't shown itself as yet. So you'll have Culture Club. So there perhaps is a small difference, but never mind the thoughts there. So for Simon in Northwest 11, and for Tina and Kath and his mum. That's a nice thought, isn't it? Simon and Tina and Kathleen's mum, Culture Club. Now, this was the last single before they broke big with Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And it's the 12-inch extended mix of I'm Afraid of Me. Help, I'm scared.